Hey there, it's Gunnar Quaylen alone in my studio announcing the performance of one of my favorite old nursery rhymes, fairy tales, from the Brothers Grimm, Hansel and Gretel. I was often told this one by my beloved grandfather. Many times he would tell me the story of Hansel and Gretel going into the forest to find some food for their starving family. Normally it was looking for berries that they didn't find, and Hansel left a trail of breadcrumbs. That's something we still use today, looking for clues, the breadcrumbs. And the birds eat the breadcrumbs, so naturally they can't find their way home. And they wind up finding a cottage, a beautiful gumdrop-covered gingerbread cottage, and start to eat it. And that leads to meeting the witch. This story is for all ages, but I think it's interesting and short enough that anyone can enjoy it. But yeah, save for the little guys. So here you go. One of my very favorite scary stories from Scario.com, Hansel and Gretel. In the great forest lived a poor woodcutter with his wife and two children. The boy was called Hansel and the girl Gretel. The family was hungry. So Hansel and Gretel searched in the magical forest for berries. Hansel dropped breadcrumbs along the way, so they would have a trail of crumbs to find their way home. Even though they searched all day, there were no berries to eat, and when the night came, they crawled under a tree to sleep. In the morning, they found that birds had eaten the trail of breadcrumbs, so they could not find their way home. But a little bird sang to them. Then he spread his wings and flittered in front of them, as if to show them the way. So they followed him. The little bird led them to a house made of bread and cakes, with windows made of sugar. The little bird landed on the roof of the house. Hansel broke off a piece of gingerbread roof, and Gretel sat by a window and nibbled on the window pane. Suddenly, an old woman, as old as the hills, and supporting herself on crutches, burst out the front door of the house and shouted, "Who is nibbling at my little house? Oh, you poor starving children, you look so hungry. Come inside to eat and get warm." So the children followed her, and good food was set before them, milk and pancakes and sugar, apples and nuts. Afterwards, two pretty little beds were covered with clean white linen, and Hansel and Gretel lay down in them and thought they were in heaven. But the old woman was not kind. She fooled Hansel and Gretel, because she was actually a wicked witch, who lay in wait for children, and had made the house of treats to trap them. When she caught a child, she killed it, cooked it, and ate it. That was a feast for her. When they awoke after sleeping, Hansel was hanging in a cage like a bird, and the witch made Gretel fetch wood to build a fire in the oven so the witch could cook him. The witch said, "Check the fire, little girl, to see if it's hot enough." But Gretel said, "I don't know how to check a fire." So the witch said, "The door is big enough. Just look. I can get in to check it myself." And she crept up and thrust her head into the oven. Then Gretel gave the witch the biggest push she could, and drove the witch far into it, and then Gretel slammed shut the iron door and fastened the bolt. Then the witch began to howl and scream, but Gretel ran away and the godless witch was burnt to death. Gretel, however, ran like lightning to Hansel, opening his little cage, and cried, "Hansel, we're saved. The old witch is dead." Then Hansel sprang like a bird from its cage when the door was opened. How they did celebrate and hug each other, and dance about and kiss each other. They lived happily ever after in the magic little house, with no witch to bother them, and they were never, ever hungry again.